How long? Thank you, ushers. How long? I have three things that will make me act out of character. Three things that really can get under my skin. Frustrates me. I mean, and your pastor's trying to be funny behind me and say just three. No, there are a whole bunch more, but just three that I'm going to talk to you about today. The first thing is when I'm driving, and when I'm driving and I am in my car on the highway or at a light, and the person in front of me don't know how to drive, takes their precious time when they see you in their rearview mirror and won't get over into the regular lane. You know, you got the passing lane, and then you got the regular lane. For those of you that like to go 5 miles under, you ought to be in the regular lane. But if you're like me and want to push the limit a little bit and go maybe 5 miles over, 6, 7, 8, 10 miles over the speed limit, because you got somewhere to go, right? Then you're in the passing lane. Well, it bothers me. I mean, it makes me act out of character. And bless some of our youth's heart. They've ridden with me. Okay. Now, y'all act like this doesn't bother you, but maybe you sat at a red light and the light turns green and the person in front of you is on their cell phone and have you sitting there. You say, "Bless the Lord. Jesus, help him." That's what you say, isn't it? Some of y'all looking at me because y'all say worse things. And I see some police officers in here, but I know that they say some stuff too. Everybody ain't perfect, right? It is a frustration that comes with people that have no regard for others on the road. My thing is, to me, this is just the reason why it's my pet peeve, is I see it as a danger. When you are not paying attention and you sit at that light, somebody else behind you gets impatient, steps on their gas because they're not paying attention, hits you, and then you hit it. That's just, you know, that's the way I think about it. And so, you know, I get frustrated. That's my reason. That's my excuse to get mad. My second thing is people who are late. And the youth are saying, "You were late this morning." When I walked in to go say hello to the youth in their classroom or just to see who was in there, somebody shouted out, "You late." I wasn't late. I was intentional about the time that I got up. My alarm clock just didn't agree, and I hit the snooze button because, you know, I hit the snooze button and forgot to, anyway. But I don't like when people are late all the time. Late to meetings, late to dinner, late getting ready, and cause you to be late. I don't like lateness. And then the last thing is, not only do I have a problem with slow drivers that keep you waiting, make you late, people that are late getting to stuff or cause you to be late, But one of the other things that bother me, that just kind of irks my skin, makes me boil, and sometimes makes me forget that I'm a preacher by my language. I don't say anything too bad, but when people are rude for no reason, and the question that I ask, I'll give you an example. Went to Chili's the other day, walked into the door, and the hostess wasn't at their post. So we wait 2-3 minutes, wait for 5 minutes. I'm looking around and I see some of the waiters bringing food to the tables and still no hostess. They didn't go back to tell the hostess that we were there. So I was getting a little frustrated. 5-6 minutes go by. I start to twiddle my thumbs, tap my toe, and start to rock a little bit. And finally, after about 8 to 10 long minutes of keeping me waiting, the lady walks out, grabs the menus, and didn't say nothing. Didn't say, "I'm sorry to keep you waiting. I'm sorry that we took so long. Hello, how you doing?" Just grabs the menus and say nothing. Now, some of y'all are built that way. I think that it's always good to address people, say hello to people, be kind, whatever. I talked to y'all about that last year, about customer service, right? So in my rage with who I was with at the time, didn't have any regard for that person that was with me, I said, "I'm not eating here." I said, "Bye." And she must have been upset too, because she said, "Bye." Whatever. But my question was, how long are you going to cause me to wait? How long do I have to sit and be patient with something I don't like? How long do I have to deal with unnecessary mess, impatient people, rude people, people who have no regard for anybody else but themselves? How long do I have to endure suffering? And if you think that I'm still talking about my personal preferences, then you haven't found what I'm talking about in the text. These are people, slaves, who have been in captivity. And there's a man that walks on the scene by the name of Moses. Moses is frustrated. He is grieving, because he sees that there are people, his people, in captivity. And his question, I think, to himself and to God, is how long? How long do I have to watch my people being beaten? How long do I have to watch my people endure slavery? How long do I have to sit by and watch people being murdered? How long do I have to watch a government who does not care for its people? How long do I have to watch Congress, the Senate, go through this arduous process in knowing that it will get us nowhere, knowing that there are people suffering. How long do I have to go to school? For people who don't care about me, friends who look over me, people who judge me, how long do I have to watch this? My people suffer. And God says, they're not your people. They are not your people. And if you think that you are sorrowful, that you are bitter, that you are tired of seeing them go through stuff that hurts them, that makes them cry, then how do you think I feel? How do you think I feel watching my people suffer? You go through 2019, you have friends, you have relatives, you have people that you love that suffer. And your question too, beloved, is how long? And the reason why I chose this text is because we lie about stuff sometimes. We hide behind things that do not matter, cliches that are not accurate. And I need to tell the youth something this morning. Just because it's a new year does not mean that you are not going to have new issues. Just because it's a new year does not mean people are going to be different. Just because it's a new year does not mean that you are going to have prosperity, money. These are all things that come with time, but not a new year. And your question will be, how long? Why do I say that? Where is that in the text? Well, God promises that he is going to be with his people. But it's not in this chapter. It's not in the next chapter. It's not in the chapter after that. It's not 1 year from then. It's not other years that come in the future. In the near future, they went through this process for years and years and years before they seen the promise that we see in this text. That's right. And some of them didn't even get there. Some of them didn't even get to taste the land flowing with milk and honey. How long do I have to deal with this thing? Martin Luther King said, how long? Not long. But I don't agree. There's still some stuff that was happening then that are still happening today. And the prayers that our ancestors had, they still have today. Injustices that were happening then may not have the same names now, but they are still happening today. And the prayer, the cry, the plea for help is how long? How long do I have to cry at night? How long do I have to deal with cancer? How long do I have to deal with people misusing me? How long do I have to go without? How long can I see something in my grasp but never can grab it?
How long will my marriage be like this? How long will my finances be like this? How long will my children act like this? How long will I have to sit back with my hands underneath me because I can't do anything? And God says, I'm sending somebody to you. This morning, when you ask yourselves that question, this year, this month, when you leave church, how long? We can be reminded of something. They had Moses, but we have Jesus. And it's not how long. He's already here. He will comfort you when you need comforting. Yeah. He will rock you to sleep when you have sleepless nights. Yeah. He will fix your money issues when you didn't know how you were going to pay your bills. He will put food on the table when you didn't know what you were going to eat. He will be your doctor when the doctors have walked away and shook their heads. Be not dismayed, whatever betide. God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide. God will take care of you. How long? We don't know. How long? I can't tell you that. How long? I can't pray away your issues. Some stuff you're just going to have to walk through. Some stuff you're just going to have to endure. But weeping endures for a night, but joy comes in the morning. How long? How long? How long? He tells them, these are my people. I see your hurt. I see your pain, and I see what you're going through. You're not by yourself. You're not by yourself. That is my message to you this morning. I want the youth to stand. It's a new year, but it doesn't mean that this year is going to be sunny. It doesn't mean that you won't cry. It doesn't mean that you're not going to hurt. You're going to get older. And listen, the more that time winds on, the more issues you're going to face. Don't let anybody tell you that it's going to be better and you don't have troubles. You're always going to have troubles. You're always going to have issues. Be not dismayed. Whatever betide, God will. Beneath his wings of love abide, God will. When waves of affliction press against your soul, just trust in Jesus, and he'll take control. God will, God will, God will take care of you. I want you to close your eyes. Church, would you stand? Would you reach your hands towards the youth? Would you pray with me? Roman, come here. Are there any other youth in this area?
Would you pray with me? How long, God? We do not know. How long? We can't be told. Not by a psychiatrist, not by a doctor, not by the lawyers, not by judges, not by teachers, not by parents. Only you know how long the night will be. So God, in the meantime, wrap your arms around these kids. Hold them in the palm of your hand. Cover them with your unfavorable mercy. Lord, we know that it's not by status. We know that your grace does not come by our merits. That is nothing that we've done. It's all because of your love. Let your love abound in their lives. Watch over them. Keep them as only you can. And as they walk this year, when they can't call me, when they can't call their parents, when their friends don't answer, when social media doesn't have the issues, Lord, we ask that you would be with them, that you would walk with them, that their relationship with you is outside of the walls of the church and is planted in their hearts. Lord, have your way. Move in their lives. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Maybe that this is your prayer this morning. That Christ may be with you. Maybe your answer, your question to God is, how long? How long do you have to go through this? Well, listen, we don't know. But if you want that relationship with him, if you want a family that will love you, come at this time. Deacons and the greeters, would you come?
Nobody told me the road would be easy. And I don't believe he's brought me this far to leave me.
Wherever you are, would you come? Would you come?
I don't believe.
I've come too far
from where I started from.
Nobody told me
the road would be easy, and I don't believe he's brought me this far to leave me.
I can't give up now.
That you're already with us, that you're already comforting us, that you're already moving in our lives. And we ask, oh God, that we may always remember that you walk with us
even when we can't see you. You walk with us even when we can't feel you. Lord, we ask your covering over this new year. We ask your covering on the ministries, the officers, the pastor of this church. We ask, oh God, that you would continue to hide these kids, these youth, these young adults as they serve you. But it won't be easy. And nobody ever told us that it would be. You did not tell us that it would be. But we have you to look to the hills from which comes our help, because our help comes from you. Lord, we ask that you would bless the food, that it may be nourishment to our bodies, that you would bring us into closer fellowship with one another. Touch the lives of those in the tape ministry. Continue to walk with them on this journey. Lord, continue to bless them as they minister to those that are homebound, that are sick and shut in, and that you would remind them that prayer answers all things. We thank you, God. We praise you. We uplift you in all that we do and all that we say. Bless these people in your name and through the aid of the Holy Spirit. In Christ we do pray. Amen.